Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And on this half hour of Motown Memories, we continue to feature some of your favorite Motown artists singing songs that were made bigger hits by other artists. This half hour, we'll hear from Kim Weston, The Temptations, The Supremes, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, Diana Ross, Edward Starr, and Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Well, this half hour's first song will be a song that was recorded in 1965 by Kim Weston, Come and Get Your Memories. Well, the song was produced by Brian Holland and Lamont Dozier, and the working title was You Left Behind Memories. The track was recorded in September of 1966, and overdubs took place in September of October of that year. Well, it was a day for Kim to further revisit the catalog that Motown had. Well, this song, Come and Get These Memories, was the very first Top 40 song that the Supremes had back in 1963. So here is Kim Weston, Come and Get These Memories, right here on Motown Memories with Tom.
Not to use the words with Tom Fallon.
It's been a hard
Beatles' great song, A Hard Day's Night, recorded in 1964. Before that, we heard from The Temptations with Truly Yours from 66, and we started with Kim Weston, coming at these memories from 1965. You found Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for the balance of this half hour, we're featuring some of your favorite Motown artists doing songs that were hits from the Beatles. Well, back in the mid-60s, Berry Gordy had a quest to reach the huge crossover white market that he felt his label was not satisfying. Well, this quest led to several of the bigger acts, such as the Supremes, doing tribute albums, some released and some were not released, to such artists as Sam Cooke, Rodgers and Hart, and a collection of Disney songs, if you can believe it. Well, one of the first of these albums the label ever attempted was the Supremes album called A Little Bit of Liverpool with Love From Us to You, in which the girls played homage to the British invasion of pop acts, which were then storming the U.S. charts. Well, there was no doubt that this album, a marriage of the sound of Detroit and the music of the Beatles and other U.K. acts, would have been seen as a surefire winner by ambitious Berry Gordy. But the final result was not that great. The usually vibrant Supreme seemed trapped in a stiff arrangement and found it difficult switching between the sounds of Liverpool and Detroit. Well, let's continue now, hearing some more Beatles tunes. Here's Stevie Wonder's version of We Can Work It Out, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Try to see things my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can't go on? Why you see it your way? On the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still think that it's alright. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight. right or I am wrong. While you see it your way, that's chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out.
Motown Memories at Yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@Yahoo.com.
hide away. Oh, I believe in. I want you to know I believe in yesterday.
From one great Motown son to another, you're listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
That was Diana Ross with The Long and Winding Road, and that was recorded in 1970, right after she split from the Supremes. Before that, we heard from Marvin Gaye with Yesterday from 67, and we started with Stevie Wonder's version of We Can Work It Out from 1970. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and for the balance of this half hour, we're featuring some of your favorite Motown artists recording songs that were hits by the Beatles. Well, considering that Motown had a great number of songwriters during this time, it was somewhat amazing that they even considered covering other writers' and performers' work from outside the Motown circle. But this again was a way for Berry Gordy Jr. to reach further into the white audience. Well, coming up, Edward Starr, the artist that had his signature tune with War, with a song made famous by George Harrison called My Sweet Lord. Well, Edward Starr was considered Motown's funkster, that he had kind of a funky sound that was different from all of the other Motown artists. and he cooled things down a bit on his album entitled Involved when he covered this George Harrison song. Well, the song itself had roots in black music, and here it is right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Thank you.
was the Beatles song, And I Love Her. That was Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. And that was recorded and released in 1970. And we started with Edward Starr with My Sweet Lord from 1971. Well, that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. We've been featuring this entire hour some great Motown artists doing songs that were made famous by others. And the majority of this half hour, we heard Beatles tunes sung by some of your favorite Motown artists. If you have any questions or comments for me about any aspect of Motown Memories, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Be sure also to visit our website at www.MotownMemories.com. That's www.MotownMemories.com. On that website are radio stations that stream Motown Memories, so you can hear it 7 days a week, as well as information about your favorite Motown artists. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.